Dad gives me an ultimatum. Go straight into a patient rehab. That's it. He's not going to give me any more help or support. I don't go. Dad starts talking about Uncle Eric again. You saw what his problems did to Poppy and Oma. I'm not going to let myself be drawn into this behavior anymore. I have young children and a wife I need to protect, meaning his second wife, Catherine Zeta Jones, and their kids, Dylan and Karis. This isn't fair to them, he said. Don't you love me anymore, Dad? Of course I love you, Cameron, but I'm not going to nurture a relationship with you because I think you're going to die. I've been seeing a therapist about it. What? I ask. I think you're going to overdose, or someone's going to kill you, or you're going to kill someone. I'm trying to prepare myself emotionally. Dad calls to say he's heard I'm being investigated by the DEA. Get out of your house immediately. They're coming for you. He's in town, staying at Beverly Hills Hotel, and when I get there, I see that he's with a man I don't recognize. Mom is here, too. Uh-oh. Jesus, Cameron, you're dealing now? The guy Dad is with extends a hand. Earl Hightower, he says. He explains that he's a drug interventionist, but he's here because the feds are watching me. Dad pleads with me to get out of the country. This is a federal case, Dad. If they want to get me, they'll get me anywhere. On July 28th, 2009, when I've been a heroin addict for 4.5 years, I open my door and see a guy in New York Yankees hat. He says, I'm a special agent with the DEA. They take me down the back stairwell. At Metropolitan Correctional Center, I'm given an orange jumpsuit to put on, 12 brutalist stories of hulking brown ugliness. MCC holds nearly 800 inmates, all waiting to be tried or sentenced or to testify in other people's cases. Since it's a place for pretrial detention, it's a maximum security facility with some of the most depraved and violent prisoners from the most dangerous penitentiaries housed alongside people like me. I stare at the ceiling. It's cement in a honeycomb pattern. I close my eyes and a weight descends upon my chest. I'm really here. This is happening. Hey, Pop. I'm sorry about all of this. I really am. I really was shooting for bigger and better. Also, please apologize to Pappy, Granny, and the rest of the family for all this. I feel really ashamed for being the source of any embarrassment or shame. Thank you for your support and standing behind me on this one. It means the world to me. Your son, Cameron.